Conservation consultant and Chesterfield rancher Chris Banks talks about how he got into his business. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.
In the mid-90s, we had an experience where the Department of Ag approached my family when my grandparents had bought our ranch. There was a stream that flowed right through the middle of the ranch, and it flowed right through our trails. In the old days, people didn't really have the capacity to be able to move water like we do now. It was haul it in a bucket or it was haul it in barrels. Rather than chop ice, they built their corral systems right on those streams because the livestock needed water. The Department of Ag approached my family about relocating our corrals. They talked to us about water quality impairments, how if we moved our corrals away that we can improve the water in that stream and improve the health of our animals through drinking out of water troughs. And because of the approach that they used when they came and talked to my family, it wasn't a heavy-handed approach. It was, hey, here's some suggestions. Are you willing to work with us? We can find you some money to help. And we actually participated in an NRCS EQIP contract, which is a federal grant. But the Department of Ag in Idaho, the representatives that they sent out, their engineer, and those guys worked very well with my family, and it was a very positive experience, and it's continued to be because we did get new corrals out of the deal. We were off of all the live water. We have water troughs now that run through our system, and we really do feel that our calves are healthier, our cows are healthier, and we also improved the stream by fencing it off and relocating our corral system. So this experience has kind of also shaped my approach to working with people too, because I come about it as there's opportunities out there that we can help you improve.
Cooperation. David Sparks.